With Rosh Hashiva. In this week's parsha, Yosef tells the Shvatim on their way back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yaakov, he says, Al tirgizu baderach. The Gemara tells us, he's telling them, Al tisasku b'dvar halacha. The Gemara in Taina says, you're telling the Shvatim not to be misasek in dvar halacha on their way back. Gemara asks Akasha, how could that be? How could Yosef tell them not to be misasek in dvar halacha? The Gemara tells us that it says, by shnei talmidei chachamim shemahachim baderach, you have two talmidei chachamim walking, ve'ein b'nein divrei Torah, and they're not talking and learning, ru'in l'sarev. They're right to get burned. And the Gemara brings a pasuk. The Gemara brings a pasuk by Elisha and Eliyahu Navi. The day Eliyahu Navi was going to leave this world, so they were talking, and the pasuk uses the lashon over there of rechav eish, v'susei eish. Tosis over there says an unbelievable thing. Tosis says like this, v'yesh medrash, shehem, Elisha and Eliyahu, ha'yimidabrim dvarim betelim, u'mishimhachi ru'in l'sarev. Elisha and Eliyahu Navi were talking Dvar Mitalim, and that's why they were right to be burnt. The Brisker Rav had, asthma, breathing issues for many years, and he used to vacation a lot, sometimes when he needed to rest up in Switzerland. The air was clear. So a lot of the Hasidish Amorim, Admorim, you know, Rebbeim, used to go there also. One time the Brisker Rav gets to Switzerland, and the Hasidish Rebbeim asked him, about this. How could it be? What the Medrash says that Elisha and Eliyahu were talking about Dvar Mitalim. They didn't ask how could that be, but they said if you look in the Psukim, in the Navi, it's very clear they weren't talking Dvar Mitalim. Elisha was asking Eliyahu Navi, how does he attain higher and higher levels of Nevuah? That's what they were talking about. They weren't talking about football or politics or the weather. They were talking Nevuah, Nevuah. What does the Medrash mean? What does this mean that they were talking in Dvar Mitalim and they're ruinly sorry? Said the Brisker Rav, because when you measure that, connected the Erech of Torah, it's Dvar Mitalim. Even Divrei Nevuah, when it's measured against the Mishnah, Gemara, Aksais, or Akiva Eger, is considered Dvar Mitalim. It's Gemara in Pesachim, says that Hananya, Mishael, and Azariah were faced with a choice of being thrown into a fire or bowing down to a Avodah Zarah. And they made a Kabbal Chomer. They made a Kabbal Chomer from the Svardim, right? From the frogs. We see that they jumped into the fire, Mitzrayim, right? So therefore, we have to give ourselves our lives up for Hashem. And instead of bowing to the Avodah Zarah, we have to let ourselves be killed. The Gemara in Ksuba says that had they been threatened with Yisurim, with torture, instead of being killed, they wouldn't have been able to withstand it, and they would have ended up bowing down to the Avodah Zarah. That's what the Gemara in Ksuba says in Daf Lama Gimel. So the Maral Diskin asks Akasha, how could that be? They made a Kabbal Chomer that it was better to be thrown into a fire, give up their lives, than to bow down. You can make the same Kabbal Chomer about getting tortured. There were frogs that didn't jump into the ovens. They didn't jump into the fire. Instead, they jumped into people, into the Mitzrayim stomachs. That's very painful to be inside of another area, instead of another live person. That was torturous for the frogs. And they jumped into to do the Ratzon Hashem. So he asks Kasha, so the same Kal v'chomer that they made not be killed, why can't they make the same Kal v'chomer, right? Instead of bowing down to Avodah Zarah to get tortured. This is his Kasha. So I just want to take a step back and analyze the question for a second. Well, what's he asking? What's the Maral Diskin asking? The Gemara says, had they been threatened with torture, they wouldn't have been able to withstand it, and they would have given in. They would have had to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. So you're bringing a Kal v'chomer from the frogs? So what? So you have a Kabbal Chomer for the frogs. The Mitzias, they didn't have the koach to withstand torture. They couldn't do it, right? They might have wanted to do it, but they wouldn't have been able to, right? If they would have gotten tortured, they would have had to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. So what's he asking? What's the Maral Diskin's kasha? I ain't sure how he answers, but what's his question? Elamai, what do you see? That if there be a Kabbal Chomer in the Torah, that instead of getting bound to the Avodah Zarah, you have to get tortured, they would have had the koach to withstand it. They would have. And why isn't there such a Kabbal Chomer? How can they say something like that? Because the Mitzias, this world, was created from the Torah. And any koach that lived in the Torah, any koach that's inside the Torah here exists here in this world. And if there would be a Kabbal Chomer in Torah that says you could withstand torture, instead of that, then they would have been able to withstand the torture. So how come they don't have a Kabbal Chomer from the frogs? There's a story, the once that a bacher in BMG was having a rough time with the schedule, He was going towards a nervous breakdown, and he was going in to see Rav Matzisyahu many times, Zangin Shtark. And to talk about it, at a certain point, Rav Matzisyahu told him, you need more professional help. And he made an appointment for a psychologist, a Freya Yid, a psychologist. And he went with this bacher, with this Talmud, to go see the psychologist. So he walks in with him to the meeting. He wanted Rav Matzisyahu in the room with him, this bacher. So the first thing the psychologist wants to know is, what's your schedule like? I mean, here, like, this pressure you're under. So he goes through what a day in BMG is like. You know, 5-hour morning seder, and a 4-hour second seder, and a 2-hour night seder, and it's 11 months a year. And he goes through the whole schedule. And the psychologist turns to Rav Matzisyahu and tells Rav Matzisyahu, how many boys are in yeshiva? 5,000? 6,000? How many boys in yeshiva? How are they all not in my office? Only one? You only have one boy? How are they not all in my office with such a schedule? And Rav Matzisyahu told him, you're making a big mistake. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our neshamas. And he created our neshamas that they have a need. They have a need. They have a need to serve Hashem. They have a need to learn Torah. They have a need to daven. And he put our neshamas inside a guf. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put our neshamas inside a guf with tzrachim, with needs, it has to be that our guf has the koach to do what the neshama needs. It has to be. In the Gemara in Megillah, Dav Gimel, Rav Nun Gemara, Yeshua is fighting a Muhammad to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and a Malach comes in one night, and the Malach comes to the Taina. The sword is a Taina. Yesterday they were Mevatel both the Tamim Shel Bein Arbayim, and they weren't learning during this Zman Muhammad. They wouldn't bring the Karbanos, and they didn't learn. So Yeshua asks the Malach, for what Avera are you coming with the Taina? With what Avera are you coming to mon us that we're not doing the right thing? So the Gemara says, he said back, the Malach said back to Yeshua, Amalo Atabasi. I'm coming for the Avera of Ata. Zoktos says, what does that mean? Perish Yivan. I'm coming for Talmud Torah Basi. Why? Because the Pasuk says in Azin, it says, Ata Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Zos. The Pasuk that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, right? The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. So that, the word Ata is referring to the mitzvah of learning of Torah. The Malach was coming with a Taina, then how could it be the Zman Mochama that you're not learning? Rabbi Yoshev asks, if I would say in this room, come with a Pasuk in Chumash, to mon us, to, right, that we should learn. What pasuk would you say? What pasuk in the Torah speaks about learning? The first pasuk we're all taught, Nechina, Torah, Tziva, Lana, Moshe, Marsha. That's the pasuk. Why is it coming with the pasuk of Atu Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Zos? Why that pasuk? Yes, it refers to the writing of the Sefer Torah, but that's the pasuk? That's where the claim is, the Taina on us is coming from? What's the pshat? Zot Rav Yashuv. Torah Tziva Lona Moshe is our mitzvah to learn all the time. It's a mitzvah to learn all the time. But this is a Zman Mochama. And maybe you'll say that we can't learn during a Zman Mochama. So coming with a pasuk that says Torah is a shira. Torah is a song. When you're driving, you can still sing. When you're cleaning your house, you can still sing. When you're studying, you can still sing. When you're fighting a war, you can still sing. Torah is a shira. If we look at Torah and appreciate Torah, that it's a shira, that it's a song, then there's no claim, I'm doing something else so I can't learn. It doesn't exist. You can do other things while still be learning. So v'dafka this pasuk, v'at the kisvu l'chem says shira zos. If you look at Torah the right way, if we look at Torah the right way, while doing many other things, we could still be learning. Next week, the week afterwards, we have a study week first, and then we have a final week. Person has to be mechazik himself to come to the Beis Medrash. I know that if we put up signs out there next week that says, come into the Beis Medrash this week during study week and even during finals, and you'll learn Nevuah. You'll learn Nevuah. This Beis Medrash would be packed. We'd have to bring in more chairs, more tables, and more chairs. It would be packed. It would be packed. Right? Then you have to appreciate that your first Seder is L'ein Erech, infinitely worth more than learning Nevuah. A Mishnah, Gemara, Ksais, a Taisvis, whatever sugi you're learning, whatever you're handling, whatever you're doing, is Nevuah is Dvarim B'Talim compared to learning Torah. Maybe you'll say, I don't have the koach. How can it be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah even when you have finals. There's a mitzvah to learn Torah even when you have to study. If that commandment exists in this world, then there is a koach in this world to do it. It's not true. You can't do it. You can do it. The mitzvahs, the koach in this world were created from the Torah. If it exists here, if it exists in the Torah, then it exists. You can do it. How? How do you do it? Yeah. So One way is understanding what Torah is about, the Erech of Torah, but another way is learning with the Geshmak. Not just because you have to come, not just because it's unbelievable. It's the greatest thing in the world. It's a shira, it's a song, it's beautiful. When you think of Torah that way, when you value Torah that way, and that's your appreciation of what Torah is, you can do it under all matzavim, even during study week and even during finals. It is possible to still be here. After the next few weeks, we have a break. You know, someone once asked Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, how could it be that, according to some Rishonim, there's a Tosfos Rishonim in Yuma, there's other Rishonim, there's no mitzvah of chinuch on the mother. According to some Rishonim, there's no mitzvah of chinuch on the mother. How could that be? I mean, who spends the most time with the children when they're younger? It's the mother. Who has the ikar hashpa, the main influence on children? It's the mother. The father's out. He's learning, he's working, whatever he's doing, he's not home a lot. The ikar hashpa comes from the mother. So how could it be that we have Rishonim saying that there's no mitzvah chinuch on the mother? Shmuel Berman told him, it's dafka because of that. It's dafka because the mother has the ikar hashpa. Because the main koach hashpa, the main koach person has to influence someone else or yourself, is when you do something balikvia, balihaprech, when you're not being forced. That's the ikar hashpa you can have on another person, and that's the ikar hashpa you can have on yourself. In the 2 weeks coming up afterwards, there's no force, there's no schedule. There's no, you have to be here. You can do whatever you want. That is the prime opportunity to have ikar hashpa on yourself, to build yourself as a ben Torah, to learn during the time when we're off. You're not being forced in any way, shape, or form. It's up to you. But that is such an opportunity, right, to create in yourselves, to be mashpia on yourselves, right, to grow as b'nei Torah. I'll just end with one story, a famous story, again with Shmuel Birnbaum. There was a store that was open, a makolet or something, some type of grocery store that was open near the Mir in Brooklyn. And unfortunately, the owner was a Frayid, Yid, and the store was open on Shabbos. And Shmuel Birnbaum was trying to figure out a way to get him maybe to close the store on Shabbos. As he got older, so Shmuel Birnbaum went to him one day and said, listen, you know, people your age already, they go to Miami, they take time off in the winter. Maybe it's good for you to go to Miami for a few months. Well, his kavanah was hopefully you go to Miami every day. You won't be working your business, right? You won't have your store open on Shabbos. Just go to Miami. Go to Miami for the winter. Go to Miami for 6 months. The store owner opens his cash register. He picks out the money he makes. And he says, this is my Miami. I'm not going anywhere. Shmuel Berman comes back to yeshiva. And when he gets the shmooze, he tells the B'nai Torah, the B'nai Yeshiva, what happened. He tells them this Maisa. And then he picks up his Gemara. And he tells the B'nai, this has to be our Miami. This is our Miami. Wherever you guys go, during vacation, whatever you guys are doing, just remember, this is our Miami. Have a good day.